Peyton and I have been using Daily Harvest, and we absolutely love it. With Daily Harvest, I'm getting tons of plant-based options built on organic fruits and vegetables that are easy to prep and free of gluten, fillers, seed oils, added starches, and sugars. It really takes the guesswork and effort out of eating food I know is good for me.
Typically, sticking to healthy habits involves eating repetitive, dull meals. However, Daily Harvest offers a wide variety to choose from at any time of day, making it a breeze to maintain those healthy habits. I really have been loving the butternut squash and rosemary soup. It's been my go-to for lunch, and I love having the dragon fruit and lime smoothie post-workout. It's so refreshing and filling, yet nutritious. Create healthy habits that last with Daily Harvest. For a limited time only, go to dailyharvest.com/husband to get $30 off your first box plus free shipping. That's dailyharvest.com/husband for $30 off your first box and free shipping. dailyharvest.com/husband.
And seriously, go check it out. I love Daily Harvest, and I know you will too.
Hey everybody, welcome back to our podcast. This is Murder with My Husband. I'm Peyton Moreland.
And I'm Garrett Moreland.
And he's the husband.
And I'm the husband.
Thank you guys so much for being here. Whether you're on YouTube or listening to us on podcast, we appreciate you guys. If you are watching on YouTube, go ahead and turn on notifications for us so you guys get notified every single time we upload a new video. And if you are listening on podcast, please leave us a review, go and rate us. It really helps us out so much. And if you are seeing right now that my mic looks a little bit differently than Garrett's mic on YouTube, it's because I have a habit of popping my peas. And so to make this easier to edit, I had to get this fancy little mic cover. So if it looks weird and chunky, that's why.
I should probably get one too, but
we'll get there.
We'll get there.
Okay, Garrett, do you have 10 seconds?
I do have 10 seconds. So some of you might find it a little cringy, but I'm going to say it anyways.
Ooh.
Peyton and I, you have no idea.
I have no idea what you're going to say.
So Peyton and I spent the longest time apart that we've ever spent apart, which was 6 days.
Yeah.
Anyways, that's about it.
Yeah, it was.
It was kind of hard.
It was kind of hard. Don't make fun of us. We spend a lot of time together. We spend every day together. We're so blessed to be able to be together every single day. And yeah, we went 6 days this last week without seeing each other, and it was brutal.
I guess that's my 10 seconds.
That's a good 10 seconds.
Other than that, I mean, it's getting warmer outside, so.
It is getting warmer.
I'm excited to start grilling some food.
Okay, so our case was suggested this week by Emily Matthew from Ohio. So thank you, Emily. And our sources are sfgate.com, sfchronicle.com, timesreporter.com, and pressdemocrat.com. Our case starts on August 18th, 2004 in Jenner, California. Jenner is known as a sleepy town in Northern California. The Sonoma County Sheriff's Department gets a 911 call this morning that there was a man stuck on a cliff that needed help.
Oh.
They dispatched a chopper to locate and further understand the predicament that incited this 911 call. But once up in the air near the beach, the helicopter pilots spot something else. Down on the beach, there appeared to be two bodies wrapped in sleeping bags that hadn't moved the whole time they were up there scoping out the man that was stuck on the cliff. Suspicious, police are called in to check out the other site that was spotted from the air that morning. And that is how the bodies of 22-year-old Lindsay Cutshall and 26-year-old Jason Allen are discovered. They had both been gruesomely shot in the head while what appeared to be sleeping on the beach.
Whoa. So the guy's up on top of the cliff.
He's stuck. He needs help.
He's stuck, and the helicopter spots the two people below.
And so they're like, oh, they're just sleeping there. But the whole time they're up there, you know, surveillancing this situation with the man, they're like, those people have not moved. They haven't got out of the sleeping bags. So look at what we're doing. I mean, they're low enough to the ground that they can definitely see these people.
Okay.
22-year-old Lindsay Cutshall had grown up in Ohio. 26-year-old Jason Allen had grown up in Michigan. They had met at a Bible college in West Virginia and fell in love, getting engaged soon after. They were a long way from home this summer night, having just finished up working as river guides together for a Christian summer camp in El Dorado County. Colleagues at this camp stated that Lindsay and Jason were going to take a 3-day road trip down the coast since they were in California already and thought it would be fun. So they go down here, they're engaged, they're in love. They go down to teach at this summer camp in California. And after the summer camp finishes, they are like, you know what? Let's just take a road trip. Uh-huh. We're a long way from home. We're here already. We'll make it 3 days. It'll be so fun. We'll see some sights we've never seen. Their credit card receipts show that they had, in fact, been visiting tourist sites as they made their way down, stopping at the Golden Gate Bridge and Fisherman's Wharf before this dreadful day at the beach.
Okay.
Earlier that night, they had stopped to get a room at a motel near the beach, but there was no vacancies. And although sleeping on the beach on this specific stretch of land was prohibited, Jason and Lindsay must have decided, you know, what the heck? We're on vacation. When are we going to get the chance to do this again? We have some camping gear. Let's just take park our car, go down and sleep on the beach for the night.
Okay.
They made their way down to Fish Head Beach for one single night of sleep. Jason and Lindsay left their red Ford Tempo along a pull-off on Highway 1. Together, they discovered an entry's visitor log that was kept on the beach, and Jason wrote, "As I stir this mac and cheese, I think to myself, what a wonderful life."
That's what he wrote on the log?
Yeah, so there's like a little book down on the beach that's like, uh-huh. Hey, if you're coming here and you're visiting, write your name, write whatever message you want. They come across it, and he writes this message. And this actually kind of breaks my heart because it appears from this message I'm getting out of it that they were just so blissfully happy, yeah. So fun-loving, playful, soon to be married, just two kids having the time of their life, doing a stir on the, you know, what a wonderful life, I think to myself, and actually saying, as I stir this mac and cheese, I think funny. To myself, okay, what a yeah. wonderful life. And it just makes me sad because I'm like,
it is sad.
They were just having fun. Like, they were just being silly and goofy together and totally in love.
So what year are we in again?
So we are in 2004.
Okay, thank you.
So it wasn't until 3 days later that their bodies would be discovered by that helicopter. Upon first glance, it appears as if someone had approached them either late Saturday night or early Sunday morning as they were sleeping in separate sleeping bags on the sand. They had both been shot in the head. Police had quickly ruled out murder-suicide. There was no sign of sexual assault on either body, and jewelry and money were left at the scene. And their car was still pulled off where they had left it that night. So it's not robbery.
Yep.
It's not sexually motivated. It's not murder-suicide based off of how the shots had gone in. And it's just two shots to the head. It wasn't even, you know, torture. It wasn't murder-motivated.
How long did the police say they thought they were there for before they found them?
3 days.
That's okay.
I mean, it is a long time on the beach, but also you see two sleeping bags on a beach. It's not that weird to see people laying out on the beach, you know, like you're not going to go up and
check on them. Yeah. Hey, are you okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So this seems to police like it was a hit. Like these two kids had been specifically targeted by someone they knew and killed because the two shots to the head, in and out, no, nothing taken, you know, like it's just weird.
Which seems so weird because they're traveling.
Yeah,
so,
they're not from where they're at. They're not from Jenner, California. Who would have it out for them? Had someone from their camp that they had been teaching at followed them there? I mean, they had been honest that they were going on a road trip. Had someone from home traveled out here to hurt them? Police are literally confused.
Yeah.
After investigating, police conclude that the murder weapon that was used was a .45 caliber Marlin Model 1894. Which is a hunting rifle most commonly used by ranchers. And this gun is extremely unusual for the area. Police immediately begin going door to door looking for anyone who might have this gun. But it's a dead end. They're like, nobody here has this gun registered to them.
It does seem a little weird because it's not like they are in, I guess, in the country.
Or yeah, maybe, right?
You're in the middle of a city.
Northern California.
Northern California, and someone shot someone with a
hunting rifle that's used by ranchers. It's like a very old rifle. I guess you have to have specific like bullets for it. And so
yeah, you said
1894. And so cops are like, nobody has this gun. This is really weird. As it seems like no matter what police, you know, did, this case went cold and fast. They hadn't forgotten, but now this murder seems completely random and they have nothing to go on.
Okay.
On March 24th, 2017, So this was in 2004, and nothing comes of it until March 24th, 2017. Jason and Lindsay's murder is still unsolved at this point. But that day, Sonoma County officers respond to a 911 call from a town named Forestville. It seems as if there had been a brotherly dispute. They find a man named Shamus Gallen dead from gunshot wounds in the house. His older brother, 38-year-old Sean Gallen, had killed him. If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment, no maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision, abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Don't pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors or waste hours on apps that don't really help you speak the language. Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Babbel's designed by real people for real conversations.
Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching so you're ready to practice what you've learned in the real world. So I speak a little bit of Spanish. Okay, that's not true. I speak Spanish fluently for the most part. And Peyton has always wanted to learn a language, so she's actually started using Babbel, and she's going to use it the next time we go to Mexico, and I'm really excited to see how her Spanish is.
Here's a special limited-time deal for our listeners. Right now, get up to 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/husband. Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/husband, spelled BABBEL.com/husband. Rules and restrictions may apply. All right, you guys, this show is sponsored by BetterHelp. And I don't know about you, but when I've been hanging out a lot, going out with friends, dinners, maybe my social battery completely drains and I need to take a few days to have a breather. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. What's the right amount of socializing for you and how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people. Maybe you need some time alone. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I'm a huge believer in therapy, and even if you're like, I just don't feel like I have much to talk about, I don't feel like I have all this trauma, you don't realize how much your body holds on to with stress and just unhappy emotions. It holds on to it, so it's nice to let it out and get it out. Keep your life in order, and that is something therapy can do for you.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/husband today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/husband.
Police knew who Sean was. He was a longtime criminal in Sonoma County. He had gotten in trouble a lot. So when they showed up, they weren't too surprised to see that he had killed his brother.
Are Forrest and Jenner, correct? Are those close together?
Yeah. So it's the same county. Both Sonoma County officers were dispatched to Jenner and then also dispatched to this brotherly dispute between the Gallen brothers, which wasn't a dispute. One murdered the other.
Yeah.
So Sean Gallen, the kid who murdered his brother, he was a self-identified survivalist and had been convicted of assault in 2009 for shooting an arrow at a man. So I'm listing all of these details because this is just a crazy ride we're about to go on that is Sean Gallen's life. Sean had built an AR-15, which he used to kill his brother that day. He quite literally, with no motivation or trigger, walked out to his car that day, grabbed the gun that he made, an AR-15, and went upstairs into his house and shot his brother unexpectedly in the chest.
So they weren't even arguing?
They weren't arguing. Oh. There was no trigger. There was nothing. He just walked out, got the gun, walked back in and shot his brother.
What the heck?
His brother didn't immediately die from the first shot. And this homemade gun jammed. And while gasping for air, Sean unjammed the gun and then finished his brother off.
What?
So he had a chance to stop and call cops, but he didn't. He just unjammed the gun while his brother was suffering and shot him again.
So confused why he would just grab his gun and shoot his brother.
Right?
Makes no sense.
So when police interview Sean about his brother's murder, he begins talking. He says that his brother held a grudge against him from the time they were a childhood because one time Sean punched him. And that's why he shot him that day. Literally no reason at all. Like, just completely dumb.
Yeah.
And although we don't know exactly what was said in this interrogation between police and Sean, police begin suspecting Sean for the unsolved double homicide in Jenner 13 years earlier.
How? I'm wondering what made them put, out of 13 years later, two and two together.
So I guess he confessed to a double homicide. He was like, oh, I did a double homicide. And they were like, well, maybe it's these Jenner murders. Mm-hmm. But Sean wasn't being like the most cooperative. So by 2018, they do end up charging Sean Gallen with the murder of his brother, the murders of Lindsay Cutshall and Jason Allen, and the attempted murder via a homemade package bombing meant for a man.
What?
From a bar that Sean had gotten in a fight with in Monte Rio just 2 months before the beach murders. So they convict him of the murder of his brother, the murder of our two victims on the beach. And then also with this
attempted bomb, murder.
Yes. He made a homemade bomb, put it at this dude's house. And he said, oh, I picked this dude because we got in a bar fight once and we forgave each other, but I just never really let it go.
He's insane.
Insane. But this guy's wife went out to grab the package, not him. And so she was maimed in the accident. So she wasn't killed, but he like severely wounded and disfigured this woman. And it wasn't even meant for her. It was meant for her husband. But like,
what in the world?
And all this just randomly comes out.
Wait, I'm confused. So obviously they didn't find the bomb maker for when the wife got hurt. They never knew who it was.
It was unsolved. Yeah.
Wow.
They only know that this guy, Sean, had kind of been a criminal for just poaching and other crimes like that. And also for attempting to shoot that guy with an arrow. That one time.
But not making bombs. And
then once they arrested him for his brother's murder, they find out, okay, we're charging him with the double homicide. We're also charging him with this bomb that was, like, it's insane.
I wonder why he confessed all this.
Right? Mm. Sean pleads guilty to the three murders and was convicted by a judge to three consecutive life terms. So he doesn't go to trial because he pleads guilty. And the judge said, you know, there's no question that Sean should spend the rest of his life in prison. And so he gets three life sentences. He's like, the judge is like, obviously, you're a danger to society.
Oh, yeah.
You haven't even been provoked and you've killed people. So Sean's defense attorney told the court that in 2001, Sean had overdosed on LSD and was never the same person after that. They claim he had mental health issues, and although this is completely unsatisfying, they say there is actually no motive to the killings other than unhappiness in his own life and being tortured by voices and demons.
Interesting. So that's why they're saying he killed those two people in Jenner.
Yes. It's because, you know, they didn't actually do anything. There was no reason. They hadn't bumped into each other. There was no like road rage situation.
He just felt like killing people.
Yeah, because he had demons, which, I mean, I think he probably did have demons, but we all have demons, right? Like, we're not killing people. It comes out that a family friend had actually gone to police about her suspicions of Sean in this double homicide murder before he killed his brother.
Okay, imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices. I have definitely learned as I've gotten older that fast fashion is just not it. High quality, versatile items that will last a lifetime are the only way to go. Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high quality items priced within reach, like 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50, organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops, and timeless 14 karat gold jewelry.
The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes.
I have their silk skirt. It's washable. It's literally one of my favorites, and I wear it all the time. So indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/husband for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/husband to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/husband.
All right, you guys, Audible is your one-stop app for all things audio entertainment, from bestsellers and the latest releases to celebrity memoirs and gripping mysteries. Audible's library is brimming with countless genres to love and new discoveries to make. Dive into an unparalleled selection of audiobooks and explore exclusive Audible originals brought to life by top celebrities, renowned experts, and fresh voices.
As an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog, including the latest bestsellers and new releases. Plus, you can enjoy unlimited access to a growing selection of audiobooks, Audible originals, and podcasts such as Murder with My Husband.
Honestly, I love Audible because I will get into a story while I'm cleaning or driving. Sometimes I get so hooked listening to a story, I just end up finding new places to clean or just end up sitting in my car, which drives Garrett nuts, but I'm out there sitting there.
New members can explore Audible free for 30 days. Also, this March through May, the Audible sweep you into a realm of intrigue and suspense with their mystery and thriller collection, featuring exclusive new thrillers from their best-selling authors. Their selection is designed to captivate and surprise, ensuring your heart rate remains as elevated as your imagination.
New members can try Audible for free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/MWMH or text MWMH to 500-500. That's audible.com/MWMH or text MWMH to 500-500.
Taking charge of your health means super mindful about what we put into our bodies, whether it's food or supplements. We are constantly on the hunt for the best options. That's why we can't wait to tell you about Thorne.
Thorne takes a personalized, innovative, and scientific approach to health and wellness with their supplements. They manufacture all their supplements in the U.S. using top-notch ingredients sourced globally. Plus, they team up with leading medical professionals to bring you highly effective nutritional supplements. Whether it's their B-complex, creatine, magnesium citrate, or basic prenatal, Thorne's got all the supplements you need to help promote and maintain your goals. I take the vitamin D supplement because last time I went in and got my labs done, I was lacking a little in that area, so I'm really pumped about that.
With Thorne, we've never been able to question what's in each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. In fact, they use such thorough testing and a super clean manufacturing process, they've earned some of the highest certifications in the industry. Give your body what it really needs with Thorne. Go to thorne.com/husband and use code husband for 10% off your first order. Again, that's thorne.fit/husband, code husband for 10% off your first order.
thorne.fit/husband, code husband. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
So she had said that Sean killed animals for fun, and police knew that because he had multiple charges of animal abuse and poaching. I'm not going to go into detail about, but it was bad, like bad.
I feel like whenever they start digging further, all this stuff comes out on this on the record.
Yeah, like, this girl came and said she actually thought he was the guy.
Yeah, and he actually was been killing animals for fun for the X amount of years.
Yeah,
and
yeah. Which is like a telltale sign, right?
And not just hunting. I mean, he's been...
Oh, yeah, like illegally torturing, killing animals, not just hunting animals. So back in 2004, when these murders happened, weeks after the murder happened, Sean had actually gone to jail for unrelated charges.
So when they're like doing this investigation, he was already in jail for poaching charges, not for the murder. And so when this girl comes in to say, hey, I think that it's him, she said, hey, Sean, I'm coming in to tell you this because Sean asked his dad to get rid of his guns after this double homicide and before he went to jail.
So she told people that in 2004?
She told police this.
In 2004?
Yeah, she came in, said, hey, this wow. guy kills animals for fun. I know him. And days after this murder, his dad got rid of all of his guns when you guys were going around checking people's guns.
Wow. Yeah. But nothing ever
came of it, even though she said this in 2004. Sean has two children, and the mother of his second child had actually threatened via Facebook message to turn him in and collect the $50,000 reward that was set out there for Jason and Lindsay's murderer. So it kind of seems like a lot of people in his life knew that he did this, knew that he did these murders, but nothing had really been done about it.
That's so crazy.
So detectives had searched his property back in August of 2004 in hopes of finding evidence because of his criminal record, they did look into him for the murders, but for no reason. There was no evidence that led them to him. And they were in hopes of finding that evidence. They searched his property, but because his dad had gotten rid of the guns, find any guns. There was no evidence. Sean had actually been a suspect early on because a week after the murders, he was found wearing a camouflage jumpsuit with a loaded gun in his pocket walking around the beaches.
In California.
In California, a week after these two were murdered. And that's why they like kind of initially, once they already knew who he was, they were like, okay, we're going to look into this guy. When he was released from jail during the investigation for the poaching charges, he shaved his beard off and dyed his hair. So he also changed the way he looked.
So
like
weird.
Everything was pointing to him. According to the Press Democrat, two doctors evaluated Sean after his 2017 arrest for the suspicion of killing his brother and all of these other things, and they described him as having schizotypal personality disorder, which often develops in early adulthood and involves antisocial behavior, paranoid thinking, and occasional psychosis. A psychologist who assessed Sean in 2011 when he had applied for disability benefits reported him as having loose associations and bizarre thinking, and that his reality was really off, noting it would be difficult for this guy to keep a job, so he should get the benefits or whatever. It's noted that a social worker had actually tried to enter Sean's home in 2004 on suspicion that Sean would hurt his brother. So, like,
really?
People had been called in, and Sean's mom, Mrs. Gallen, wouldn't let the social workers in. And then Sean's dad, who hid his guns, ended up taking his own life after lying to police about where he put Sean's guns after the murders. So that he confesses, and he's like, oh, my dad hid them.
In 2018.
Yes, they go to his dad. They're like, hey, where'd you hide the guns? Da-da-da. And he's like, oh, I don't know where I hid them. And then he committed suicide.
In 2018, correct?
Yes, okay. Yes. So Sean repeatedly blamed his victims for his murders.
Got it.
Stating that if they hadn't done this or they hadn't have done that, he wouldn't have done this. So his defense attorney's like, oh, he just had demons. That's why he killed them. But when they asked Sean said, no, it was illegal to sleep on the beach, so I killed them. If they wouldn't have been illegally sleeping on the beach, they wouldn't have died.
What in the world? That's so messed
up. Yes. So that night, Sean noticed the couple making their way down to the beach earlier. He returned later that night, already deciding earlier that he was going to kill them. So he watched them walk down to the beach, get ready to camp out, and he's like, I'm going to kill them. He scaled a 200-foot cliff in the dark with a small flashlight, found where the couple ended up being asleep, and then walked back up to his car and grabbed his rifle. So he hikes down, finds where they had ended up sleeping.
Goes back up.
Hikes back up to get his rifle. Scales the cliff again. Comes back down and walks over and kills them. He had actually sawed about a foot off of the barrel on his gun to easily conceal the weapon. And according to Matthias Gaffney with the San Francisco Chronicle, Sean himself said, I saw two people asleep in sleeping bags, just laying there asleep. I just made myself do it. Like, I don't know. I don't know what I was thinking. He said a voice told him that he'd regret his action, but he went ahead. He shot Jason first from about 7 feet away. He said the girl then sat up, looked at her boyfriend, and by that time, I had already cocked and shot her behind the ear. As the audio played to the crowded courtroom during this, Lindsay's mother sobbed in the front row as her husband rubbed her back. They had never heard these details of the murder. They didn't know that Lindsay had sat up at the sound of the gunshot to Jason and looked at Jason and then gotten shot as well. Like, it's just devastating.
This is horrible.
Yeah. So Lindsay's father says, "I'm a man with a broken heart and I always will be, and I'm okay with that. Lindsay's worth it. This man is not going to have any power in my life. This man doesn't deserve to have any control over me, and he doesn't." And so Emily Matthew from Ohio, the girl who suggested this case into us, she said that Lindsay was from my hometown and her father was a well-known and loved pastor in the community. It rocked the world of our small town and left so many questions. The parents of the victims handled this trial with such grace.
So what was the conviction?
He ended up 3 life sentences, remember?
So that was the actual conviction.
Like, he went to court, but he didn't go to trial because he pled guilty. But there's also, like, you have to get witness statements. And, you know, Lindsay and Jason's family had to get up and talk about them before the judge would sentence him. And he did sentence him to 3 life sentences.
Well, it's interesting that he said, a voice told me that I would regret it.
And he still did it.
So obviously he was aware that, hey, killing someone is not a good thing to do.
And I think obviously, you know, they even like professional doctors diagnosed him saying that he has some mental illness.
Yeah.
He has psychotic episodes. He has all of this. But it's just sad that like nothing was done despite all of the warning signs.
Yeah.
Like, there was so much warning signs before he had to go and kill all these people.
That's horrible.
So the hearing ended with Lindsay's mother asking Sean if he had a Bible. So this whole hearing ends. She looks over and says, "Do you have a Bible?" to this guy who killed her daughter. And he said, "Yes." And she replied, "Please read it." And then that's it. How it ended.
Dang.
Yeah. But that is the story of Lindsay and Jason Allen, the Beach murders.
Dang, that one's crazy. I think because it was also so just, like, this is what happened, and they found the person.
And it's just, it would have probably been cold forever had he not actually come in and been like, oh, I did a double homicide. You know what I mean? Yep. And I think having Emily Matthew, our listener's opinion, and just first-person account of this murder kind of just makes it crazy. Like she said, it just impacted our small town and her parents handled this with such grace. And I just kind of think, you know, these stories are real. These people are real. Yeah. Jason and Lindsay, this was tragic what happened. They were just starting their life. This is just a horrible situation. So keep their family in your prayers. Keep these people in your thoughts.
Just out of nowhere, they literally were killed.
No reason, which is
so
just
crazy.
The worst.
I know.
The worst.
Yeah.
So if you are listening on podcast, all of the imagery that goes along with this case will be posted on our social media. Go ahead and follow us there. It's Murder With My Husband on everything. We're also on TikTok. I know we have a lot of people who have found us on TikTok who are now watching or listening. So hi, we love you. Thank you for joining our little family. We will see you guys next week with another episode. I love it.
And I hate it.
Goodbye.